Our Bible reading this week will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And I think to some folks this is going to ring a little familiar because it's more about money.
Well, it starts that way, doesn't it? It starts, and that's our connection to the past couple of weeks. But the chapter goes well beyond that. And I think reminds us in one sense that it puts the giving of money into a context of it's just one of many good works, not all of which can be quantified like dollars and cents can be. And in some ways, just putting the money in the plates, the easier of the good works than some of the things that we're reminded in this chapter when we go all the way through it, that do ask us to spend more of ourselves than our money.
I think that's such a good point to make. And you can run that both directions because even in the earlier passages we worked in 2 Corinthians, even in the giving of the money, there was underneath that a giving of self.
That's right.
In true giving,
right,
and not some sort of obligatory. Some people see giving as sort of a spiritual tax. And if that's where we are, then there is the problem.
Right.
It's the wrong spirit.
Right.
But looking beyond what we do with our financial blessings, there is this this greater sense that we give ourselves, which then means we're used for whatever work God needs us to do. And so really, as this letter wraps up in chapter 16, at the end you have this flurry of all kinds of good works going
on
that are described for
us. Right. Yeah, there's quite a bit mentioned here. I know you and I think probably each have our favorites in this passage. I in particular like that household of Stephanas there in verse 15. In particular, where he's just described as devoted to the service of the saints. You know, he doesn't have a sense of limit. It's kind of open-ended to just helping out. And then, the other work Paul describes in verse 18, he was culminating in, they refreshed my spirit. That there's a goal in these good works, which is the spiritual upbuilding and empowering and encouragement of others. That goes, again, way beyond, putting money in the plate's the easy part. Where this chapter starts compared to making real investments in people and in their lives so that they could say this about us. These are the kind of fruits our good works bear.
I wonder if this doesn't encourage us to resist the temptation to be caught up in lists.
Yeah.
Give me a list of stuff I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And really needs to be more need-oriented. What is needed out there?
Right.
And where are the areas where I'm capable of meeting needs? I like that reference to the refreshing of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He talks in verse 16 about everyone who helps in the work and labors. Verse 17, Stephanas, Fortunas, Achaeus supplied what was lacking for your part. As I said, there's just this whole flurry of activity that's described. All of which would fall into the category of being good deeds,
right?
But taking many different forms.
Absolutely.
The other thing that I thought was especially important, if you look at verse 14, there's sort of this overarching principle that hangs over all of this. Let all that you do be done in love. And there's the motive. That ties nicely with that idea of need, doesn't it?
Yeah. The meeting others' well-being at whatever sacrifice to myself.
Yes. I'm thinking about my brother. I'm concerned about his well-being.
Right.
And so what do I see that he needs that I am able to help with?
That's right.
So I think there's a lot to be inspired by in chapter 16. We can do some thinking about giving, but don't limit yourself to the first part of the chapter. Go down to the end as this letter wraps up with this flurry of all this different activity. Notice the way it's focused on people's need. Notice the love that's underneath it. And let's ponder ourselves how we can have the same spirit that we see here to be busy about good works that, out of love, address the need of our brothers and sisters.